It's just past 5:30 p.m. Central Australian time. That's half an hour behind Eastern time on day 14, Sunday, August the 9th. I've got about 20 kilometres to go to get to the Barkly Homestead, which is my target for the night, and I've got a motel room booked there. So looks like I'll be there about 6:30 local time, maybe a little bit before. Very pleasant evening now. The afternoon was very warm actually, and I guess I'm going to be in for that for the next few weeks. Usually handle the heat okay, I just have to make sure I drink more than usual. Usually I skimp a bit on the drinks, but I've still got some left today. I've drunk enough, and I have had enough food to get me through the day, although I am still looking forward to some kind of meal at Barkly Homestead when I get there. Still in the Barkly Tablelands country, sort of prairie type, basically flat country with a few rolling undulations, long straw grass, scraggly olive green, muted green trees, a few higher eucalypts. No cattle to be seen at the moment. Seen a few big birds of prey during the day, often circling off in the distance. It makes you think about all the little ecosystems that are out there to the left or right that are undisturbed by man. Their whole life cycles go on and they never get interrupted. That's one of the attractions of places like this, all that still goes on. I've made reasonable progress this afternoon. I sort of had either a following wind or a crosswind all the way. Occasionally it seems like a headwind, but that's never lasted very long. Had a break about every 40k. When I stopped for one of those breaks in a rest area, there were an elderly couple in the caravan came and sat in the same picnic shelter I was at and offered me a piece of fruitcake, which I gladly accepted. And further along the road, at one point the caravan had stopped going the other way, and the guy got out and came across and asked me as I went past whether I wanted a cold drink. I would have liked a cold drink actually at that point in time, but I was worried that I didn't need to lose any more time, and I wasn't scheduled to have another break for another 20k or so. So I said thanks very much as I went past and said I got plenty of drinks, and they could see that I did. But that's indicative of the people out here. The whole trip has been spiced with people who've gone out of their way to be nice to me or to help me, whether it's in bike shops or motels or just travellers like that along the road. It gives you some hope for the human race. Because I'm not going to get there until about 6:30 tonight. Let's say I'll be bed by 8:30. Up at 12:30, try and get on the road soon after 1 if I'm ready. And then I've got that really long day up to Cape Crawford tomorrow. I'm a bit anxious about it, I have to say. I do feel a bit better this afternoon than I did this morning, although my throat's still a bit sore. But even though I'm riding later than I wanted to, in the scheme of things, this hasn't been a very hard day, 260k, not that hilly. So I'm hoping that even while I'm riding that 260k, my body's recovering a bit from the exertions of the last couple of weeks. Anyway, I know that tomorrow I've just got to put my head down and not take too many breaks. try and knock over a big chunk before the sun gets up, so that I ride with confidence and enjoyment for the rest of the day. Whilst anxious about getting to Cape Crawford in time to check in and get a meal and everything, I'm also looking forward to the ride, because I know it goes through some spectacularly remote country. Not too many cyclists get up there on their own. In fact, there won't be all that many cars up there either. It's not a chosen route for most tourists, because it is so remote. I don't think there's anything else to contribute from this afternoon. Still a few road trains around, as you can hear, but not too many.